Dictation for Susan, S-U-Z-A-N, Wenzlick, W-E-N-Z-L-I-C-K, January 2457. Address as a letter, Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 466-5956. Dear Dr. Ernest, consultation for Mrs. Wenzlick with progressive renal failure, prior stroke with expressive aphasia and right-sided weakness, comes accompanied in person with sister. The stroke was in a year ago. Left-sided middle cerebral artery distribution. Used to take HCTC discontinue, presently on low pressure, but blood pressure is running high. Prior history of rheumatoid arthritis, weight, appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Has chronic pain, but no anti-inflammatory agents. No claudication symptoms, no recent falls, no chest pain palpitation or dyspnea, no orthopnea PND. Next paragraph. As medical history for a stroke as indicated above, hypertension, question peripheral vascular disease, recent attempts for procedures shows 100% stenosis on carotid artery, followed by Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O. Denies diabetes, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies seizures, no gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, liver disease, no hepatitis, no pneumonia, no kidney stones, gout, does have some neck pain, cervical disease, has been given Nurantin, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, surgeries for left-sided carotid endarterectomy. Denies alcohol intake, does use marijuana, no smoking. Quit in 2018, one pack per day for 30 years. Next paragraph, reduced system as indicated above, otherwise is negative. Denies allergies, no family history of kidney problems. Medication list review includes aspirin, Lipitor, Plavix, Allegra, Prozac, Nurantin, Tylenol, Tramadol. Prior HCTC discontinue, prior rheumatoid arthritis medications also stop. Off the trazodone, also take Seroquel. Next paragraph, blood pressure runs high, 177, 88 right, 176, 90 left. Has bilateral lens implant, right-sided weakness. Is able, however, to get in and out of the stretcher by herself. Some contraction on the right-sided upper extremity. Expressive aphasia. Carotid bruit. Bilateral. Decreased upstroke left, prior endarterectomy left, no localized valvulus, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia pericardial rap gallop, no abdominal distension, tenderness, or masses, and no gross edema. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine progressively worse, presently up to 3.2 for a GFR of 15, September. Normal sodium, potassium, metabolic acidosis of 22, anemia 9.6, normal white blood cell platelets, normal calcium. Creatinine has risen rapidly, August 2.1, May 1.5, January 1.1, December 1.2. No urine sample available. No cell count available. Ultrasound normal size, 10.5 right kidney, 10.4 left kidney. No urinary retention. No obstruction. No stones. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, very fast, within the last 1 year. Unfortunately, urine analysis is not available to see if there is any evidence of blood protein or inflammatory cells in the urine to suggest glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. She does have hypertension, which presently is not well controlled, has normal-sized kidneys that will not rule out renal artery stenosis. Doppler needs to be done, given her history of carotid artery disease and prior stroke. Discuss with the patient that concerned about the rapid change of kidney function, potentially renal biopsy, if activity in the urine. In the meantime, we're going to add Norvasc 5 milligrams to the present blood pressure medications. Might need to go back to diuretics. The importance of salt restriction, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Concerned about requiring dialysis in the immediate future. No evidence of encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. No evidence for vomiting, diarrhea. There is good peripheral pulses, no ischemic changes or livedo reticularis to suggest cholesterol emboli. We'll see what the new chemistries and urine ultrasound shows. Decide for biopsy soon, end of dictation.